Hi, is Eric on the line? Hi, is Eric there? Hi, Eric, are you on the phone? Hi, is Eric there? Hi, is Eric there? Hi, is Eric there? Hi, is Eric on the line? Hi, is Eric on the line? Is Eric there? Hi, is Eric there? Hi, Eric, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Hi, Eric. This is Katie Sweeney. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
How are you today?
Good, and yourself?
I'm great. I want to let you know to get started that I am an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. I have my own little business, and what I do is talk to people for a living about all kinds of subjects. Sometimes I do that in person, and sometimes, like today, over the phone. So I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say. Anything goes in our conversation today. I tell people there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. What I mean by that are two things. Honest, of course, and about you. You're only representing yourself today. I do want to let you know I am recording our conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't have everything in my notes that I need. And I also have a note taker who's a member of my research team. They're listening in. They're not going to be part of the conversation, but they're taking notes as well. I want to reassure you that everything you share with me today is confidential and nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. When I'm done with the calls that I'm doing, I look at the responses in aggregate only. All right? And if for whatever reason we get disconnected, just call back in on the same number and passcode. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. I want to find out a little bit more about you. I just want to confirm that you're in the state of New Jersey. I don't need to know where, but I just want to make sure I'm talking to the right person.
Yes, that is
Okay.
correct. I'm in New Jersey.
And who else lives with you in your household, if anybody, Eric?
Currently, or
Yeah, current.
like right this second, or
Not this
just in
second, in
general?
general, yeah.
My wife and my children.
All right. And how old are your kids?
My girls are 14.
Okay. Oh, twins?
Yes.
You're outnumbered in that house a bit.
I certainly am.
Sounds like. I just want to confirm that you're working full time, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you don't have to tell me your employer because that's confidential, but if you would tell me your occupation and what industry that is.
I consider myself a printer, and I work in the newspaper industry.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been with your current employer?
It'll be 20 years in March.
Wow, congratulations. Do you get a watch or anything when you hit that answer?
I get an extra week's vacation.
Oh, all right. Well, it took you a long time to earn that extra week. But I hope you enjoy it. And that's a great tenure. That's something to be proud of, I think. Well, we're going to be talking about financial services providers, specifically about retirement plans. Rest assured, in no time, we're going to be talking about balances or amounts. That's confidential, of course. And I just want to confirm, do you have a retirement plan with your current employer?
Yes, I do.
And is it what type of plan, a 401k, 403b, something else?
It's a 401k.
All right. And how long have you been enrolled in that 401k?
I enrolled in it as soon as I was eligible. And when I joined the company, I think you had to be there 6 months before you could enroll.
Okay. And
they've changed the rules since then. I think now as soon as you join the company, you can get in.
Okay. So 20 years, give or take, maybe a little less than that, in this 401k. And did you contribute it to it in 2016?
Yes, I've contributed to it every year I've been employed.
Okay. And conversations like these, I like to ask fill-in-the-blank questions, and this is the first one. When thinking about my 401k with my current employer, I feel blank. How would you fill in that blank?
I don't really think about it that. I mean, it's kind of an odd question.
Mm-hmm. Why is it an odd question to you?
Well, I think, you have to put money aside for, when you retire. So, the fact that I have one, I'm very happy about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know there's some companies where they don't have 401s. Mm-hmm. I used to work at one of those companies. It was a small company.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I first got there, they had a profit sharing that they would put in for you. And then just before I left, they started a 401. But, mm-hmm. I'm happy I work at a company that has a 401.
Okay. All right. So you answered the question. How do you look at this plan, this account, as your retirement or as something else? I've talked to a lot of different people, and some look at it and view it as this is my retirement, and others view it in some other way. How do you view this account?
I kind of view it in two respects. One that, yes, it is my retirement money. But two, it's also a way to save a little extra money that's not going, not getting paid the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You get the tax advantage, which is good.
Right. All right. And do you have any other retirement plans or from former employers that you've rolled over? Now, you mentioned that you were at a former employer that didn't have one until when you left, they were starting one, but they had a profit-sharing plan. Did you get to take that profit-sharing plan or cash out on it or take it with you or roll it over? I don't know how those things work.
Yeah, no, I rolled it over.
Okay.
So I have an IRA that I rolled it over into.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, because I wasn't saving a lot, with my old company, I had started a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then I went to my current employer and
right.
was able to get into the 401.
Right.
So I wasn't able to make any more contributions to my Roth, but
right.
I still have that.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Oh, so I used the Roth I think I was able to make contributions for, 2 or 3 years. So I did.
So you have the Roth, you have the rollover. What providers are those with?
They're in Schwab.
Okay.
Charles
and
Schwab.
Does your wife have any retirement plans or accounts?
She does. She's got a 403.
All right.
And she's also got a rollover from when she left her old employer.
All right. And are those with, is the rollover with Schwab as well or a different provider?
Yes, it's with Schwab as well.
Okay. And her 403B is current, from her current employer?
Yes.
And who is that with, if you know?
The 403?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They've changed it a couple of times.
Okay. All right.
I think at one point it was with TIAA CREF. Uh-huh. But I don't think they're with them any longer. I don't know who they're with currently.
Okay. So talking about your current 401k, I just want to confirm, is that with Vanguard or someone else?
No, it is with Vanguard.
And has it been with Vanguard for the 20 years that you've been there? Or did
I believe
change
so.
It
I'd have to go look at my records,
okay.
But yeah,
you don't have to
I
do
think
that.
I think they've been with Vanguard for the entire time.
Okay, all right. So do you have a good old school pen and piece of paper or pencil and piece of paper nearby?
Yes, I have one right here.
I want to, a couple times in our conversation, I'm going to be asking you to write things down. And the reason I do that is just gives you a chance to listen to my question, think about your answers, write them down, let me know when you're done because I can't see what you're doing. It gives you a chance to think about and write the answers down without my interrupting you. So this is the first of those questions. I'd like you to write down whatever your top-of-mind associations with Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, what comes to your mind? Perceptions, associations, attitudes, opinions, images, whatever comes to your mind, put down on the paper. I'll give you a few moments, and then let me know when you're done. All right?
Okay.
How are we doing?
Good.
Okay. Let me know when you're done.
Okay. I've written down a couple
Great.
Of things.
All right. Why don't you share with me what you wrote down?
Okay. I felt that they were or feel that they are a little lax.
Uh-huh.
There was a point in time, you know, even though I go on the internet and I do stuff, I don't like financial information coming to me or, you know, where I have to go look for it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I like it mailed to me. I like the paper. And at one point, they somehow enrolled me in where I had to go online and I had to get my statements.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't remember receiving any, you know, anything or asking me if I wanted to do that. They just kind of did it. And I had to call back and have them, you know, reinstate the paper statements.
Okay.
So
how long ago did that happen, Eric?
A couple years ago.
Okay. So it sounds like something got changed and they moved you to paperless and you didn't want that. And so you had to
No,
change
I
it
didn't.
Back. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they had a company-wide initiative
mm-hmm.
and they just did it for everybody or if they sent me a piece of paper and said, hey, you know, this is what we're doing unless you opt out, mm-hmm. You know, I don't appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, I am traditional in the fact that I like to get my paper statements.
Okay.
And I noticed after a while, I didn't receive any. You know, I used to get them quarterly. And I called and asked them, and they said, oh, we can send them to you.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me back on the list, but it took a while.
Oh, did it? Okay.
I don't think their people are particularly well-trained.
Uh-huh.
When I turned 50, I had called and inquired about the catch-up.
Mm-hmm.
And the person or people that I spoke to couldn't answer my question and didn't really know what I was talking about.
Mm.
So, you know, now I'm almost 53.
Right.
Or I am 53, and I still haven't enrolled in my catch-up.
Okay.
So I've lost, you know, 3 years of potential money that I could use in retirement.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the other two things I wrote down is, you know, it's uninspiring, you know, the way I feel they take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, if my company came and said, hey, you know, we're going to change to Prudential or we're going to change to somebody else, I wouldn't care. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not that impressed with Vanguard.
Okay. All right. And
you know, they don't bring any value, I should say.
Okay. All right. Once you said it took a while for them to get the statements back on. Have you been getting them since the paper statements?
Oh yeah. Once I called,
but
the very next quarter I got them.
Okay. So it got turned off kind of unilaterally without your knowledge, and then you called and it got turned back on.
Correct.
And you had a sounds like less than positive experience talking to them a few years ago about your catch-up contributions. And when they couldn't answer your question, just curious, haven't called back since? It sounds like you've kind of given up on that.
I think I called twice total. And
okay.
Then I've given up,
okay.
And I've got it on my to-do list, so I'm being lazy.
Mm. Well, once bitten or twice bitten, once shy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And
the person I spoke to was totally clueless. You know, I think I knew more about catch-up contributions. You know, they didn't even know what I was talking about.
Right.
So that was, you know, what kind of prompted me to, or is probably one of the factors that keeps me from calling again, is
mm-hmm.
why do I want to waste my time if I'm going to call and get somebody with the same level of training who doesn't know what I'm talking about, and I waste,
mm-hmm.
you know, 30 minutes of my time trying to explain it to them.
Right. For sure. Do you ever get email from Vanguard? Emails at all? Have they reached out to you? As far as you can recall.
No, I don't think so. I don't believe I do.
All right. Now, I want you to, this is another question where I want you to write things down. You kind of hinted at this, but I want you to write the answer down and not share it with me yet. That you had a negative experience, or one or two, with the call, as well as them turning off your paper statements. That aside, you started to mention, and I want you to write down the reason, why it sounds like you don't have a account on Vanguard.com, like a username and password. Is that correct?
No, I do have one where I can check, you know, my daily balances or do whatever. Yes, I do have
one. Oh, you are registered. Okay. And do you know the last time you went there?
It's probably been a few years.
Okay. And was that before or after, well, let's take the catch-up contribution. You called them after age 50. Do you think you had been on the website before that or since then?
I've been on there since then.
Okay. And when you stopped receiving the paper statements, do you remember if you tried to go on the website to turn them back on? Or that's okay if you don't recall, because I don't know what I did yesterday.
No, I don't think I went on to try to turn them on.
Okay. All right.
You know, when I realized I wasn't getting them, I called and asked. You know, I'd much rather speak to a real person mm-hmm. than, you know, try to do my own, quality control or whatever you want to call it.
Right. Okay. Well, that may be an answer or one of your answers. I'd like you to write down, you are registered, but you're not using the site or haven't in a while. I want you to write down the reason or reasons in your words why. And we'll come back to this in a moment.
All right.
You done?
Yep.
All right. We're going to come back to this in a second, but I want you, or in a little while, I want to broaden the conversation and talk about how you describe your relationship with the internet in general. This is another fill in the blank. I am a blank user of the internet.
Casual.
Okay. Tell me about that. Tell me about your use of the internet and why you're a casual user.
Well, I'm probably on the internet, you know, daily, either with, you know, my iPhone or my pad or a computer. I get some news. You know, I'll get sports scores. I don't like it for financial stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't trust it. I think I read the other day, IBM or Cisco, somebody said that what is it called? You know, when they steal your computer.
Hack.
they kind of hack it, but. Yeah.
Steal your identity.
Oh, the ransomware. Oh. Ransomware is up
7,000%. Oh, I haven't heard of that one. Ransomware.
Yeah, the ransomware is up like 7,000%, and you know they said 66% of the people who are hacked with the ransomware are paying the people who have taken their computers ransom. And so I don't. I try not to use the computer for, the internet for more than casual things. I just don't.
Okay. And
trust
by
it.
Casual things, you mean, what would that be?
Reading the daily headlines, or if I want to find out a sports score, or, if there was something that I was interested in buying. I do purchase some stuff online, but you know, again, I try to minimize it, and I keep an eye on my card after I use it online.
All right, because I was going to ask, because there's a risk there when you're using a credit card or something when you purchase online. I was going to ask if you did online shopping.
Yeah, I mean, I bought something yesterday, but you know, what I'll do is I'll use the same card that I normally use, and I keep an eye on the transactions then afterwards.
Okay. All right. So who do you do your primary banking with? Your, like, checking and savings account?
PNC banking.
Right. All right. So so I gather from what you're saying, but I want to confirm you don't do a lot of online online banking, excuse me.
No, I try to stay away from it. My wife does more than I do.
Okay. All right. Speaking of your wife, and I've talked to lots of different households in terms of how finances are handled in the household. There's the day-to-day, you know, bill paying, cash in, cash out, and then there's the bigger picture, finances and investing. What are the roles and responsibilities in your household? Who does what?
My wife usually pays the bills, and I take care of the investing and, you know, the retirement stuff.
Okay. And you mentioned that she pays bills online, or?
Yes, she does.
Paper check? All right. So she doesn't have the same reservations that you do, or?
Probably not as strongly as mine.
Okay. All right. What reason did you write down when we talked about not using the site more than you do? What'd you write down?
Security, mm-hmm. You know, internet hacking, you know, just trust of the websites in general. You know, a lot of times you hear about, you know, the hackers will ghost the site.
Right.
You know, so how do you know that you're really there? It looks exactly the same. So trust.
Okay. and Schwab, you have accounts at Schwab. Are you online with them?
I am. But
so
again,
I
often will call them, you know, if I want to do a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
I do, you know, or I have done online transactions. You know, I don't buy and sell on a daily basis.
Right.
I'm more like, you know, I research a stock and I buy and I hold.
Okay.
So when I do transactions, they're few and far between.
Okay. But you have done them online with Schwab.
Yes.
So that cautiousness or that security that you gave as the reason for not being on going on Vanguard.com, why I'm curious as to reconciling that, whereas you will go on Schwab and occasionally do transactions. So trying to understand.
Oh, I'm still very cautious and whatnot with Schwab. You know, and like I said, I don't trade daily.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. All right. And let's see. So for checking your balance with Vanguard, now that you got your paper in the mail, that's
mm-hmm.
that's how you your paper statements turned back on. That's how you keep track of your account.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I want to talk about retirement and finances in general, and this is a 1 to 10 scale. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement and investing for your future? Where 10 is, you're totally confident, you got this, and 1 is not confident at all, or any number in between.
I don't know. I'd say 8.5 or 9.
Okay. Which one?
You can go with a 9.
All right. Tell me what the rationale for that high rating.
I do a lot of reading on retirement and investing, and mm-hmm. You know, we'll watch the various programs and. So I think I'm as knowledgeable as probably anybody else that is trying to handle my money.
Okay. And do you work with anybody? Do you work with a financial advisor or a planner or a broker?
No. Although there's somebody available at Schwab that I can work with.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I make the decisions myself. You know, I have various friends that are also investing, and so I talk to them and they talk to me, and so it's a network of, I don't know, like-minded people.
Right. If you think about your investment or investments, your account at Vanguard, have you changed what has been invested? Have you made any changes in terms of what it's been invested in over the years, or have you left it at whatever it, you know, the money's in?
No, I haven't changed it from my initial percentages.
Okay. Initial percentages in terms of your contributions, what about the fund or funds or properties or securities that it's invested in?
Yeah, no, that's what I meant, the different
sorry.
Funds.
Okay.
You know, my investment, you know, whatever I put in, my contribution, I should say, is 100%, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, I have different percentages that I put into stocks and bonds, you know, an aggressive fund, mm-hmm. you know, an international fund, or, you know, whatever.
It's
so those percentages, I haven't changed.
Okay. All right. And what about your contribution amount, the amount that you've been contributing over the years, the percentage, not the dollars, but the percentage? Have you changed that over the years?
No, because I can't. I'm at the maximum percentage.
Okay, all right.
You know, the only change I could make is my catch-up contribution.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. Which you tried to, and then kind of got thwarted a couple of times, it sounds like.
Yes.
Haven't been able to do that. All right. So what I'd like to explore, and this is a very open-ended question, meaning, as I said before, there's no wrong answer. It's more, you're not using the site now, and what I want to explore is what could the site offer you or do for you or have features and benefits that would motivate you or compel you or to use the site or find value in. Whether it does now or not, I want to know what could it do for you to be a resource for you?
I don't think it can do anything for me that would cause me to change the way I am.
Okay. Because?
I'm still not, you know, 100% sure that it's as secure as they want you to believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I in general, I don't think the internet is as secure as people want you to think it is.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, companies are constantly getting hacked.
Right.
Information is constantly getting stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't find out about the breach until, you know, 2 years later. You
mm-hmm.
know, they'll come out and they'll say, geez, you know, Yahoo just had, they had a breach 2 years ago and 2 billion users were affected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now 2 years is gone.
Right. Okay. All right.
So.
All right. I want to review some features and benefits. Some of them we may have talked about. Some of them we may not. And I don't want to assume I know the answer, that your answer, so that's why I want to review them. Features and benefits of the site, just want to find out your reaction to them, whether or not that is a reason for you to access the site. And the first one feature I want to talk to you about is a security feature that you may or may not be aware of. You can, if you're registered on the site, you can turn on a feature. It's called two-factor authentication, where after you log in, it sends a code to your phone via text, a six-digit numeric code, and then you type that in. So it knows that it's you and no one else.
Okay. Right, okay.
I just want to get your reaction to that, whether that helps you, you know, allay your fears or your concern about security.
I think it definitely helps, but, you know, again, now you're putting, you know, one more step that I have to do correctly.
Right.
That would be another password. It would be another username, you know, that you have to keep track of.
Well, you don't have to keep track of it because you see it on your phone immediately.
Right. Well, you have to make sure that it's you have to make sure that it's registered to your phone. You have to make sure you have your phone with you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's
so.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It definitely would help, but again, like I said, it's another step.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a bit of a trade-off, right? Enhanced security, but another step.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Another feature or benefit, it allows you to, and this may seem obvious, but I can't assume that. It does allow you to check your balance, up-to-date information, which when you get a paper statement, it's only as good as the time that paper was printed, as well as compare investment options and make changes if you want to your account, as well as update your account maintenance, your account profile, any changes you have to make, if you change of address, change in beneficiary, change your contribution, things like that. Reaction to all that?
If I'm real concerned about my balance, yes, I will go on and I will check online.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the market changes daily.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's not real money until you sell.
Mm.
So, you know, the fact that I get a statement and it's, you know, a week old,
mm-hmm.
that tells me approximately where I am. And I know mm-hmm. if the market has gone up, I'm worth, you know, more than whatever mm-hmm. my last statement is. And if if the market's gone down, I'm worth less.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter until you sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like when, in 2007 when the market crashed, I wish I could have invested more money in the market because I knew it was going to go back up eventually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I was already maxed out.
Okay. Another thing, and you had alluded to this, the idea of catch-up contributions, it can provide personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings, such as suggestions for catch-up contributions, and allow you to put that into effect. I know you tried to do this on the phone, didn't get very far. The option is open to you to do it online.
Then why have an 800 number if I have to do it online?
Some people don't
want
to use
that. and why have people and why use Vanguard then if they're not going to supply more value?
Okay. And what do you mean?
I think talking to a real person is a whole lot better than trying to figure something out online.
Okay.
You know, what if I click the wrong button and don't know I've clicked the wrong button?
Uh-huh. All right.
You know, plus when you speak to a person, they usually have the call recorded.
Yep.
So you do have some security in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. A few other features and benefits. It does have financial tools like calculators to help you make the best decisions and plan for retirement. So if you, it's kind of, the analogous or analogy is a mortgage rate calculator, but this is for retirement where you, if I save X percent more per year, this is what it will mean, you know, down the road. Just want to get your reaction whether that you would find that helpful, of value, or not.
It's definitely helpful, but you can find those kind of calculators on tons of websites. You can
right.
find them on Yahoo, in mm-hmm. Yahoo Financial.
Finance, right.
Yeah, so, okay. you know, they're helpful if that's the only place you go for your information.
Right.
But if you use, you know, multiple sources, everybody's got one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And along those lines, it's got education like articles, videos, webinars to learn more about finances and investing. For you, share with me your reaction to that.
Again, if that's your only source, then yes, that is very helpful. But if, you know, if you read other things or pick up publications, which I do, it's not that much of an advantage.
Okay. All right. And once again, remember I said at the beginning, this is all about you. So the questions are not, is it a good idea, but is it a good idea for you? And it sounds like it would not be helpful to you because you're finding that information. Other
yeah, I don't, you know, it's not added value for me.
And that's the question, or that's what I'm trying to ascertain. A couple of other things. It does allow you to, if you wanted to, take a loan from your account. Not sure if that's relevant.
It's good information to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was in a situation where, you know, I needed to take a loan from my account, yes, you know, I would want that information easily accessible.
Uh-huh. If you needed to do that, would you go online or would you call someone?
My first reaction is I would probably go online and see what was involved, you know, as far as what I needed to do and, you know, what the ramifications were and, you know, how would I pay back and, you know, do I pay back with a penalty or whatever?
Right.
And then I would probably call and speak to a person.
Right. To
and confirm that,
yeah.
that I understood everything correctly that I read.
Okay. Because that's
you
the
know,
other.
I would try to do my homework first.
Right, and that's the other thing that the site offers is you know every plan has rules. Every 401k has different rules of their plan, and the rules change too. So on the site you can get the access to the rules of your plan, and what's allowed and what's not, and that has nothing to do with Vanguard. It's more about what your employer has set up underneath, you know, the Vanguard plan. But it's their custom to your plan, the kind of the rules of the plan, and you could go and access that. Does your employer offer any kind of portal or access to your information or the rules of your plan? Some employers have HR websites that they can go on and access.
Yes, yeah. They have a link on their, you know, on like the corporate website.
Mm-hmm.
And
can you check your balance that? Can you actually check your individual account that way or just more information about the 401k in general?
It's got 401k, you know, just general information, but it goes right to the, I guess, the Vanguard website where I could put in my, you know, my information and click on it and get into my account.
Okay. And can you only access that from work or could you do that at home?
Well, I can access the Vanguard website from my home computer.
No, I understand that, but for what you were talking about, the employer portal that you can click on a link and get into to Vanguard, can you? Is that only something that you can do from their work, from your computer at work. So the reason I'm asking, some employers have it set up that way, so that you can't access it from an outside employer.
If I'm at home and I wanted to get to my company's website, you know, the internal website, I would VPN in.
So you can.
So,
right.
Yes, I do have that ability.
Yeah. Not everybody does. That's why I asked. Different employers set it up different way for security reasons. But it sounds like you can access it. And that provides the link to the Vanguard website if you wanted to go in that way.
Yes.
Right. All right. A few other things. We talked about paperless and how your statements got turned off and took a while to get them back on, and the calls didn't go so well, but you were able to get it turned back on. That also you could did you try to go online to get that turned back on when that happened?
I think I went online to see if it said anything about, you know, why it had happened.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't see any general information that answered my question, so I, you know, made the phone call and inquired. And
all right. And it sounds like you paper is something that you like. When the statements come, what do you do with them? I've talked to many different people, and they many different answers to this question. When the statement comes from Vanguard in the mail, what do you do with it?
Oh, I read through it.
Okay.
And, you know, I spend, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes just looking at it and looking at, you know, other funds that I might not be in and how they did, and just kind of going through, you know, whether I should make any changes and or if, you know, something's not performing well, and maybe trying to figure out why it's not performing well. But then I'll, you know, I have a folder and I file it.
Mm-hmm. All
so,
right.
You know, then I can look at older statements and compare, you know, last quarters, or I could go back, you know, 2 years and compare that and just, you know, see, hopefully, growth.
Right, right. So just to wrap up here, because we're getting close to quitting time, if you think about what I've shared with you about LaSaite or anything else, is there anything I mentioned or anything else Vanguard could do to get you to, or compel you, or be compelling enough, or provide added value to you to use the site?
No, I don't think so. I would much rather speak to a person whenever possible, just
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I think a lot of companies think that, you know, they can put stuff online and it's going to replace a human on the other end that they, you know, that they don't need to have. But sometimes sites aren't, you know, designed intuitively, and you end up getting frustrated trying to find something. It might be right in front of your face,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whereas in Schwab, it might be on the left-hand side or down at the bottom, and you know, Vanguard's got theirs up in the upper right-hand corner under mm-hmm. some different title, and you know, you can't ask a website, hey, you know, I'm looking for this, whereas a person, you could say, you could describe what you're looking for, you know, whether it's a tool to, you know, figure out your retirement. You know, they might have a drop-down menu that says retirement tools, whereas somebody else, you know, they're not consistent. Whereas
right.
you could say to a person, all right, retirement tools, where am I going to find them?
Yeah.
Or can you suggest any?
Right.
And they can kind of walk you through it.
Okay.
You know, right. I don't think that they can replace the human touch.
Okay. Well, we are done, Eric. I want to thank you so much for your time today and sharing your opinions and insights with me. Smith Research will be sending you out your incentive check in the mail. And I wish you a great rest of your day. And I'm a neighbor. I'm in New York. You're in New Jersey, right? I hope we have nice weather coming up for I actually haven't looked at the weather forecast, but I hope you have we have nice weather here on the Northeast, and happy holidays to you.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Bye now.
All right, bye.